but the carving enshrines the values of the Confederate slave states, and Stone Mountain has become the site for annual gatherings of the Klan.
You didn't sit around and talk about it at school or in family?
We didn't talk about it when we got American flags with Ku Klux Klan flyers attached to them in our mailbox, that everybody did. What? It wasn't a death threat, it was just a reminder. You know, I think I was perplexed by it, but I don't remember anybody saying anything in particular about it. And it wasn't the first time that I got Klan flyers in my life. It just kind of became like a regular...
It's good that we, and you can especially, kind of chuckle about it, really, but it's deeply sinister.
Yeah.
For more than a decade now, she's been making a shockingly defiant art of resistance, using the inescapable blackness of the silhouette tradition to empty it of its myths and pieties. Instead of sentimental storytelling, the kind that features in children's books, these silhouettes picture the violations and torments of slavery. In A Subtlety, the term given to artistically fashioned confections brought to European aristocratic tables, the bitter history of sweetness made by slave labor is embodied in a colossal sphinx-like figure, sculpted from sugar paste, surrounded by molasses-dripping little attendants. It was made in the empty shell of an old sugar factory, and it is a great black-and-white anthem to every kind of ruin. More recently, she's taken to making collage of drawings done in Sumi ink, though the shades of grey are only technical, not moral. A recent show portrayed, in a vein of horror comedy, the endless theatre of American violence, past and present.